Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program. Don't know if we're going to have the phones open tonight. So if you want to make a comment, you'd have to call the Inner Sight number and just leave your comment. That number is 631-224-3090. But this is the show where you can talk about anything you want, whatever subject you are into. And listening to the news, there's a double T on there. Trump is in trouble. Well, what else is new? I thought it was kind of funny, but I heard his name connected with somebody called Stormy Daniel. And the news mentioned she was, he or she, I don't know, was some kind of a porn star. You know? I don't know if that's going to get him in good with a lot of the parents and all that, you know. But anyway, it makes you wonder, why would a man like that with all that wealth want to bring trouble on himself? You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous what's going on. In a way, it's funny because it shows you how it can be. You know, I mean, to bring this kind of thing down on him, and because we don't know if he's innocent or guilty. The thing that bothers me again too is he'll get a fair trial. You know, it makes me think of all the disabled people in this country who can't get a fair trial. A lot of them in nursing homes. You know, where's our trial? Where's our rights for those people? Where is there a fair trial for the woman? By the way, this show is dedicated to a day for Milton. May 19th, the Brewering Hall in Bellport, Long Island, from 11 to 2, Friday, May 19th. And if you're looking locally at the neighborhood news, they made a mistake on the day. They got the date right, but they made a mistake on the day. They're going to correct that in the next issue. Comes out next week. They said Sunday. It's a Friday. May 19th is a Friday. And, you know, the woman who owned Milton, the guide dog, he was killed last summer at the guide dog school. She didn't get a fair trial. She didn't even get a chance to talk in front of the judge who passed sentence on Milton's killer. So how much money is going to be wasted now in giving a former president a fair trial? And how much trouble is going to come out of it? You know, and maybe stupidity will extend itself and people will get hurt and all that because people get all worked up. Inner Sight, open mic. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, we thank her for all her help. And I want a great dog, adopt an Akita. Go to Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. .net for the email. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those youngsters who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We salute them, we remember them, we love them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight reminder. Nightly here from 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085, Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Again, keep that number handy. You never know when you may need it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Hey, we're brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. My friends over there helping with the day for Milton. And we really, really appreciate that. It's going to be a great time, a great festivity, a great comfort to Michelle, who lost her best friend, and who many a times is literally lost without him. So a day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York, from 11 to 2. Inner Sight, around the world, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. We thank the Islip Cleaners for their help. And I want to thank my good friend, Olga Murray, the Islip Town Clerk, for her support of Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate that. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And I don't believe we're going to have an engineer tonight. So call the Inner Sight number, leave a comment, and we'll retrieve it and put it on the air either tomorrow or Thursday. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and all of our friends. I want to thank my friends in New York City, Audra and David Ross, attorneys, 212-425-1020. And we salute Dave's mom, Eleanor, who passed away. Yeah, this is the show where you can talk about whatever you want, keep it clean, and there's so many things going on in the news about jobs, you know, people losing their jobs. Some people are lucky. They get buyouts, but he buys them out, so that helps. But most people who lose their job don't get that. I think the government should guarantee a buyout, especially for people who, you know, have a family and all that, and you're going to lose your job. And especially if you're disabled, so much harder to get another one, being discriminated against and all that. Lorraine, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm going to try to get you on the three-way and bring you in here. So stand by, world. I'm going to take we're going to break the station and be right back.
Freedom.
All right, we're not able to get her right now. We'll try in a little while. Open mic. And, you know, you hear every day how people are accused of stealing money. I heard another guy from some big corporation, this other company, went bankrupt. The outer space company, I forget the name of it. But you know, that's such a big waste of money, trying to go out of space and dealing with that and having all that money wasted. And then, you know, Yeah, going out of business. Crazy, right? They can't even take care of the Earth. They're trying to get out of space. There's enough trouble right here to deal with. All right, in a sight, and this is a one-man open mic right now. Apologize for that. You know, you can't really... I'll tell you something. You can rely more on a dog or an animal than you can on a person. It's true. Especially a service dog. You know, they're very, very loyal and connected to you. You can't rely on people because you never know when they're going to back off and fail you and all that and not stick with you. We're having that happen now with someone. I'm not going to mention her name, but it's happening. All right, inner sight around the world. If you want to dial in to... 631-224-3090. Leave a comment on the inner sight line and we'll retrieve it and paraphrase it on the air. Let's see, what else in the news? There was another item, but I can't remember it right now. It's really ridiculous. People now getting calls from Medicare, I think it is, or Medicaid, whatever it is. I got a couple of them in the last couple of days stating that you can get a free test COVID virus. Can you believe this stuff? I mean, what kind of morons are they? The thing was supposed to be over, and now they're calling and they're wasting all this money. If it's true, I don't even know, because these calls may be bogus. But in any event, you know, if it's true, what a waste of money that is. You know, I mean, they say, or it's contradictory. They say the pandemic is over, and yet they want to continue to test people. And, of course, you don't even know if those tests are accurate. So a lot of people came down with some kind of a flu or a virus, were tested. And many of those tests are not accurate. A friend of mine went to a doctor recently, and he had been trying to deal with a prostate problem. And the doctor gave him a test, and I don't know, it came out high or whatever. And the doctor admitted to him that these tests are not accurate. Well, my friend says, well, why do you keep on doing it? And the stupid guy says, well, that's all we have. I mean, what kind of a thing is that? It's not all you have. Explore other things. You know? I went for a checkup not too long ago, and my doctor, I know him for 40 years, checked my prostate, examined, you know, and he said it was fine. Then he took some blood and sent it for a test, and the test said it was high. Okay. Now, I don't believe the test. I believe my doctor, because I think it's a much, much more accurate way to test prostrate by examining it. So what do you do? Well, it's called common sense. Use your common sense. Explore other things. Be aware. Be knowledgeable. Find out what's going on. Question these doctors. Don't let them push any pills on you and get away with it, because all of these drugs have tremendous side effects. I just heard on the news that Johnson & Johnson had to pay $9 billion out because of the baby powder that caused cancer, that they allowed it to go out on the market. I mean, and yet they're still in business. See? Now, my way of thinking, a company like that should not be allowed to continue in business. You know, the government should really do more to protect us. And they don't. It'll happen again. They'll come out with another drug, cause serious illness. It's bound to happen. It's going to happen. I mean, every day people are taking drugs that cause serious illness, side effects. And the government allows it to happen. In fact, the government sanctions it. And backs these companies with law. Thus. So whatever happened to the natural way of the old days, you know. Now, why do you think people in the old days lived a lot longer, like in the Bible days? Because they didn't have these drugs. They didn't take these drugs. Their food was a lot better. A lot of it was raw, you know, vegetables and all that. And that's supposed to be the best thing you can eat, is those veggies. I take a supplement, and it's said if you take 3 of these capsules that I take, you get all your vegetables for the day. Now, that's hard to believe, but I believe it's true. So there's stuff out there, you know, that you can get. You can try to get and improve your health. Get off the drugs. And when a doctor prescribes a drug for you, make sure that you get the printout on the side effects and read it, because you're going to see what it has on there that could be happening to you taking the drug. So you want to make sure that you're aware of that before you take it, because a lot of times, a lot of these drugs have warnings on them. If you stop taking this drug quickly, you can get a heart attack. There's a lot of warnings on a lot of these drugs to that effect. Excuse me. So make sure you look at it. Read it. Demand that they read it if you can't see it, if you're blind, you know. It should be given to you in a format that you can read, but that's not always the case. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I want to thank them for all their help in promoting the day for Milton. And it'll be May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a great celebration for a fallen soldier service dog. All right. So check it out. We're going to try to get the flyer up on our website. We do need people to help us. We need someone to help us do videos and to go up on the website and post things for us. We'd appreciate that if anyone out there is so inclined. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and help us promote the day for Milton, the guide dog. Inner Sight 21, open mic, looks like a one-man operation tonight. Live on Inner Sight. And I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get Lorraine in here. I have no way of knowing if she's listening or not because I can't read the board. I can't see the board. You see, there should be signals on my phone telling me these things. You know, but there's no enforcement of the law. There's no way to bring that about that I know of. Well, let me see if I can get Lorraine. I'll try one more time. She usually listens. And we'll bring her in on the open mic. Stand by. We're going to break the station again. Stand by. Inner Sight.
Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we're not getting her, so we'll have to wait and see. Louis should be coming on. I'll have to get Louis. Get him on the show. Yeah, Inner Sight, open mic. I don't think the current administration is doing a good job. I mean, they seem very indifferent to many, many of us, especially the elderly and the disabled. They have no regard for the struggle that we go through. Now, they cut the, they were giving us a little extra because they claimed there was a pandemic, right? Now they cut that, you know. Now's the time when people really need that, especially if they're losing their jobs. So that has been taken away. The news is reporting that 15 million people will lose the extra Medicaid that they had. That's going to be a blow to millions of people. I mean, the government, the federal government, should make up for that. They shouldn't allow that to happen. If you help somebody, you give them a little something extra, leave it there. Keep it. In fact, increase it. Come into this country, they get everything for free. A disabled person who is made disabled through a hospital where the government is partially responsible. Many of us can't even read the sign on the corner or find the bus stop. I mean, it's a disgrace. And they say, get one of those smartphones. Well, can. You shouldn't have to pay for it. The government should pay for it. You know? But those phones are not always accurate, and you can't count on them. There's no substitute for having it right there at your fingertips so you can read it. Like everybody else. So I don't believe that there'll ever be an administration in my time, many of us' time, that will truly liberate the disabled and the elderly. And the reason I say that is because as long as these damn ass nursing homes are there, you'll always be in trouble. Because that's where they're going to try to push you, to one of those places. Take all your money, take your home. Nursing homes create homelessness. We did a show on that a while back. It's so true. They do. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, Fernandez, Devin Fernandez. And you want to stay in shape, call Devin, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez, all right? And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Great place to hang out, good food. And you'll see signs of Milton over there, of course. That's where Milton made his home many, many a days. Milton the guide dog that we're celebrating on the 19th of May. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle, the owners. And Michelle, of course, the woman who owned Milton and who had to sign a release. Now, I know I mentioned this last night, and I can't mention it enough. Signed a release that she would not abuse her dog, right? Sent the dog back to the school for training. And not only did the school abuse the dog, they killed it. What a contradictory, phony situation, dictatorship that is. That's what we're dealing with. So don't forget Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for great food. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, open mic and no engineer. She never showed up. So if you want to comment or have an open mic issue, dial the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave a comment and we'll retrieve it and paraphrase it on the air in the next day or so. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News. My good friend Angela, Melody over there. Able News, Able's the paper on and about the disabled. They got all kinds of good things going on in there. Calendar of events, columns by various experts. They also have, I believe they still have it, a buy and sell section of Able News. So look at that if you're looking for anything to buy or sell. Able News, been around for 30 years. Get it online and get a free subscription online, Able News. And we thank them for carrying the day for Milton next month. It will be in the Able paper, the May 19th date for Milton the guide dog. All right. Yeah, open mic, and I'm going to see if we can dial up Louie and maybe get him on the show a little bit. You know, Louie comes on every Friday night. He's a regular riot. You never know what Louie's going to come up with or what he's going to inspire. You know, Friday night on the Funnies, 831 New York, open mic. And let's see, tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show. Join us for that. Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. That's the title of that show. And we'll have a theme. I can't recall what it is right now, but I know we'll have it, and we'll put it up and announce it. Day night show in connection with the 19th of May, a day for Milton, will be called People Dealing with Service Dog Schools Need Protection. So we'll talk about that. And that's prompted, of course, by the horrible death of Milton. Friday's the Funnies. Inner Sight with the Funnies. Friday night. All right. Lorraine, if you're listening to the show, call the Inner Sight number and give me a signal, and I'll bring you in on the three-way. All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, I'd like to see all agencies in this country join us for a day for Milton. Every agency should help promote the day for Milton and do something about it and be a part of it. You know, it should be a must. We're not looking to bash anyone in this day for Milton. We're looking to let people know and make them more aware of what a service dog is and how much those of us who need a service dog rely on our dog.
Frankie, there?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you want?
I want to help you the rest of the show.
Get on the board. See what calls we have.
I am on the board already. We have Louie. I had a major problem with the phone. I'm going tomorrow. I'm not canceling anything.
Louie's calling in?
Yes, he is.
All right. Let's get Louie on open mic. See if Lorraine is trying to get in.
She's not. No, she's not there. So then I'll just get in Louie. Oh, wait, hold on. Lorraine's here. Okay. Which do you want first, Louie or Lorraine?
Well, let's bring in Lorraine.
Okay.
And we'll get Louie.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live, open mic.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. How are you all doing? Hi, world.
I hate my phone. I'm going tomorrow to replace
all right.
it.
Oh, that's what happened to your phone.
It's dialed. I don't know what the hell it dialed, but it dialed something other than open mic.
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Lorraine?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Open mic, you can talk
about
whatever
about
you
cry,
want.
Frank. This thing wouldn't work.
Yeah, so I was just saying how every agency in this country should support the day for Milton.
I agree.
You know, it's a no-brainer, and you can't lose.
No, you can't. Not
how
one
can
bit.
You lose if you're supporting, you know, a day of awareness of service dogs and how these schools that train them must improve.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a wake-up call.
Oh, God, is it?
It has to be a wake-up call, and that's why we're doing the day for Milton.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we got Louie on the line?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's get Louie in here.
Yeah, okay.
Talk about the inner sight
folly. Hey, Louie, how you doing?
Hello, this is Louie Rivera.
Hi, Louie.
Yeah,
how
you doing?
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Louie.
Yeah, how are you, ladies? Hello, Frank.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
How are you? Lorraine and Suzanne are on the line. I just called Frank Perino since 10 minutes.
Okay.
But you don't have to
Frank
on the line.
You were going to call me?
Me?
You were going to call me?
I recall you right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we're glad you called in because we want everybody to know about Friday night and how we get together here and goof off and just, you know,
have fun.
Have some crazy
yes.
fun. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Louie, let me ask you something.
Talk to Lori Rivera right here.
Yeah, you like Friday nights?
Yeah, I call you every Friday.
Yeah, why do you like Friday night?
Yeah, because Friday's my Friday night is Louie's night for Friday night's frolics.
That's right.
Louie's night.
Mm-hmm.
On Inner Sight.
Night. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I just finished my dinner.
Oh.
That was good. What'd you get?
Turn down your television.
Well, my television, I'm watching a ball game.
Yeah, you got to turn it down when you're on the air.
I got it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now I can hear.
Yeah, keep it down until you get off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, all pause. I lower it down a little bit. Okay, Frank Perino, my foot fell asleep while I was upstairs. My foot fell asleep.
Your foot fell asleep?
No, my sweating feet going on at the same time.
Ooh. Sweaty feet. All right.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you give your foot any sleeping pills?
No sleeping pills for my feet.
Then how did it fall asleep without sleeping pills?
Nah, I just loosen my foot and the sweat hits the feet, you know.
What were you doing? Huh. Sitting on your foot?
Yeah. It smells like butter.
Oh, butter.
Like butter?
Well, don't put any more butter on your feet. Put it on your bread.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So did you wake your foot up?
Yeah, I have my smelly feet on my slipper.
Oh. Okay. Interesting.
Well,
right?
Listen, make sure your foot is awake on Friday.
Yeah, my foot's okay, Frank. You know, it
because we need
know.
All of you on Inner Sight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Including your foot.
If you need me, I call you on a Friday night after 8:30. Jimmy Didikin on a Friday night. He's hilarious. You're cracking a funny bone.
I'm already doing it.
Oh, you like Dinigan, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was a weird kid.
Yeah,
hey, Lou, let me ask you something. If you were in school with Dinigan, what would you have said to him?
I don't know. I don't know. Just a little chat with him. That's what I did.
Oh,
he probably would have liked you.
That's probably
true.
He probably thought Louis was funny.
Hey, you remember?
Oh, I know what he was.
Tyler Michael.
What?
Tyler Michael.
What about him?
He's a film critic. I mean, with Tyler Michael. He was on the blog.
Oh,
called
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler.
Why you miss him?
Yeah, he's a good guy. I talked
yeah.
to him a few weeks ago. He may come
oh,
back on.
Oh, that's awesome.
About the films, the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, maybe we ought to do a we'll, Friday we'll do a skit about Louie's sleeping foot.
I like that.
Wake
awesome.
Up, Louie's foot.
I'm kidding around about my feet, you know.
That should be interesting.
Hey Lou,
song.
You know, if you shut up. If you were in school with Jimmy, I know what Jimmy would have said to you. He would have said, Louie, come on, I want you to bring your conga drum to school. We're gonna have a dance in the hall in school.
Yeah,
you
would have
got you
like
in
that.
Trouble, man.
Yeah.
With the drumming.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget Easter Sunday coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got any rabbits? I got a rabbit in my yard. Sweet bunny rabbit.
What about
yeah.
chocolate
so
rabbit?
What are you going to have on Easter?
Ham. I got potatoes, ham, pasta, spinach or ham, all 9 yards. Mm-hmm. And also I'm going to have beer over there, too.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You got any chocolate Easter eggs?
Yeah, cranberry.
Oh, nice.
Cranberry.
Here comes Frank Perrine. Oh, you mean here comes Peter Cottontail, Hopper Bound, his buddy's nest.
I love it.
Hippity Hoppy Easter's on his way.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, you're going to go out and chase the bunny, hop around?
Yeah, I'm going to take him to the Phillip Station.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The gas station.
So listen, what are you going to do Friday? We got to get a. Maybe we'll talk about bunny rabbits Friday. We got to get a. We got to get a good. Who are you going to imitate? Somebody.
We are the
imitate.
Man of Texaco. We wear the Texas Coast Star. We are the man of Texaco. We got everything for your car. We got wipers for your windshield, belts and plugs and tires too. Lubricants and batteries and polishes for you. All to keep your engine when you're up too far. And you got everything for your car. That's why you can trust your car to the man who wears the star. They're the finest products that will take care of your car. You're every Texas coast station, clean across the nation. You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big red Texas coast star.
All right, Lou.
All right.
That's an old song.
Yes,
real.
It
is. Yes.
The classic commercial of a gas station.
Uh-huh. I got to give you something to work for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really deserve that.
And yeah. That's from, remember the old Texaco commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, those Texaco people sure have a lot of gas. That's
oh, boy.
Yeah, fill up the Phillip station.
Yeah.
Remember
all right,
Exxon,
so listen.
XO?
Yeah. Listen, Lou,
I
want you to, don't do it now, but I want you to practice a good song for Friday, a funny song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a funny song, you know?
Hello, mother.
And we'll
hello,
do it.
Father. And I am a Count Coronado, cap was very irritating. So the even and never sus rating. I feed diking with Joe Spivey. Well, they cast alligators. Da 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 da. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. Oh motherfucker, don't leave me. I love it, da 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 da. Bitten by a bear. Take me home, oh, I'll make noise. Da 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 da.
Okay.
All right, in sight.
Bitten
we'll
by
see
a
you on
beer.
Friday,
okay.
Lou.
Yeah.
You give us an announcement for Friday.
Can I do a promo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, this is Lou right there. Listen up. Make sure you tune on Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday evening on Block Talk Radio with that crazy, funniest call show called The Follicks, make you crack your funny bone. Make sure I'm dedicated to Buffy Casalvo if she calls up this number, all right? Okay, I don't know, a lot of laughs together and the love drops and I got to get the cotton swab. I ran out of cotton swab for that bathroom.
Yeah?
I'm going to do a wee, and the tickle feather and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
You're going to do a wee-wee on the cotton swab? What?
No, on the toilet. Not on the toilet, not on the swab. That's the toilet. We're Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis in the bathroom.
Oh, there you go.
All right, we'll see you Friday.
All right.
With Suzanne, the cotton swab.
And Lorraine and Frank,
yes.
Have a good evening.
You too, yeah. Louie. You too.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Hey, I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you too. But do me one big favor. If you could shut up, you know, get off the line yourself because this phone of mine is acting up.
Okay. You got to fix your phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm going tomorrow.
Okay. You'll take care and I love you very much.
Aww,
hey, P.S.
Thank
Frank,
you,
put me on that show, Inner Sight, if you call me.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, right. We'll get you on the show.
Yeah,
okay.
We will.
Okay, bye.
All right,
bye,
Inner
ladies.
Sight, 848, New York.
Bye-bye, ladies.
And,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Open mic. And, of course, the big day coming up next month, May 19th.
Wait a minute.
The day for Milton.
We have
at
a call.
Brewery. At the Brewery Hall in Belport, Long Island, 14 Station Road.
We have Joe, just
to
let you know.
It's going to be a great, great festival, and I'm hoping we're going to put people around the block.
Definitely.
Now, we need people out there who want to help. All you got to do is put it up on your Facebook, whatever social media you have. I want to thank all the people who have been taking pictures of my dog sign, which is actually a flyer for the event, and hoping that they're posting it. And we encourage all people to do that. May 19th, 11 to 2, Belport, Long Island, free admission. So come on out and help bring about awareness of service dog. Bring your puppy. If you have a puppy, bring the puppy.
Aww.
All right, Inner Sight. Now, what'd you say to the phone call?
Yes, there is, and his name is Joe.
Oh, all right. Let's get Joe in here on Inner Sight. Open mic.
Here he comes.
Hello, Joe. Joe, hello.
Hello, people. How you guys doing?
All right.
Fine.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Good. How's it going with your hunting for the voicemail with voice capability?
The voicemail of what?
Remember you wanted voicemail, email rather, that had voice capability.
Oh, the email. I have my email. I'm still trying to figure it out, but I do have it.
That's great.
You found it? Okay. Good.
You know, innersight1620@gmail.com. So,
yeah, you can voice operate it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying to perfect it.
Because I took a look on Google, and I found a couple of voicemail places. So I figured if I could do it, you know, and it came up fairly easily. So good, yeah, then you guys have it already. Okay, good.
Yeah, I got it. I just got to work it, practice, you know.
Yeah.
But thank you for...
That's all I wanted to say.
Oh. All right. Well, we appreciate your call.
Near the end of the show. So, you know, it's time to wrap it up.
Almost, yeah.
Almost. 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
You got it. All right. So take care,
thank
guys.
You.
I just wanted to... I want to let you know. I found a few of them, but you got.
Yeah, I got it through Apple on my phone.
Okay, good. All right, so good night, guys. See you next time.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thanks.
Good night.
All right, in a sight, and that was very nice of Joe to follow up on that.
Yeah.
In a sight, open mic, where you can... talk about whatever you want. You got to keep it clean, you know. Yeah, so who are we going to get? You know, they want this guy, DeSantis, to run.
Oh, yeah.
This guy from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I don't know if he's open to talking or to, you know, being real or... See, that's the problem with these politicians. You know, they're not real. They talk and they say things, but they're someplace else.
That's true.
I've noticed that about them. You know, they'll just tell you what you want to hear, and then it goes away. So we need somebody who's going to really sit down and say, "Hey, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm gonna try to do it. I'm gonna present it. I'm gonna stand up with you in a news conference and say that I want to do it. That I think it's a good idea. That's what we need.
Exactly.
Especially with these service dog schools and these damn nursing homes." We need somebody to take a stand with us. And, you know, the attitude should be, if I can't do it and my colleagues won't do it, then I'll go beyond that and try to get my friends to raise money so we could do it in another way. That's what we need. We need a politician like that who's not afraid to take a stand.
You're right.
Because so many people are, you know, they right away they present something to a colleague in Congress or whatever, and the person doesn't agree with it. Right away they abandon you.
Right.
Well, the problem is still there. There's still 30 million people who don't want to go to a friggin' nursing home.
That's a lot of votes. Yes, it is.
So that's what we need, a politician who's going to go above and beyond. And believe me, that's very rare.
It is
very rare. Because not one of them will even talk about Milton. What happened to
him? Right? Exactly.
So
they're too scared.
it remains to be seen if anyone will take a stand with us in a real way, in a true way.
Mm-hmm.
And one way or another, take on the problems and do something about it. We'll see what happens. presidential election coming up in November, and I'm going to do the same thing that we've been doing. I'm going to reach out to whoever's running and see if they'll talk with us. If they don't talk with us, they give us excuses with all that bull. Hell, I'm not going to vote for them.
That's right.
And I'm going to recommend that inner sight people don't vote for.
Yeah.
You know, people can, you vote for who you want. That's your privilege in this country. Mm-hmm. But let's get somebody who gives a damn, somebody who, you know, and if they say they want to do it and they want to help, I want to see proof of that now.
Exactly.
Not after you're elected. Do
That's
it
fair.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been burnt.
Many times, Frank.
We've been damn-ass burnt. And this guide dog thing is one of the biggest fires set against the disabled ever.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Milton? Look at all the money now, as I mentioned before, that they're going to spend to give Mr. Trump a trial, you know. Michelle, the woman who lost Milton, the guide dog, never even got to go before the judge and tell her side of the story.
That's right.
And they're going to spend millions of dollars on this guy.
Wow.
And I heard that he's got something up on the Facebook, some kind of a fund for his defense.
What?
You know,
that's
wow.
crazy.
Where's the fund for somebody like Michelle?
They don't have one.
Mm-mm. Lost her best friend.
Mhm. That's sad.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. The nursing home show. Don't forget May 19th, a day for Milton.
Okay.
At the Belport Brewery in Belport, Long Island. Long Island, 14 Station Road. Want to thank all our callers and all our friends for supporting the Day for Milton. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show, Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. Take a bad thing and make it a good thing. Inner Sight, thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night and enjoy the evening.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.